Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ghost Maps. The beginning. I hadn't seen him since late 2000. Something had changed after the turn of the century, we had both agreed. We decided to go separate ways. So imagine my surprise when I received a letter from him 2 days ago, asking me to meet him here tonight. Coffee shops always remind me why I stay in Singapore. Weekly lit signs illuminating all kinds of people from around the neighborhood. Middle-aged men and women yelling out orders over the tinkling of metal spoons against glass cups. The smell of prata, noodles, so many other types of oily food wafting through the air, mixed with the fumes of passing cars. It's one of the few things that feels truly, timelessly Singaporean. The other is its stories. He arrives 2 minutes before the scheduled time, takes a seat across me. The woman from the drink stall, with years of struggles showing at the corners of her eyes and lips, asks him coarsely what he wants. He orders a teh halia, then finally acknowledges me with a nod. He tells me he's dying. I ask him what it's from. He doesn't know, but he knows it soon. I ask him how he knows, and he tells me he's seen him, his guardian spirit. One day when he was a child, he was walking down a dirt path lined with banana trees. This was years before I was born, years before this country was filled with skyscrapers or even HDB blocks, in a time when these type of stories mattered. Anyway, from the dirt path, he saw a young girl he had never seen before, smiling and waving him over, a strangely spotless white dress flapping in a wind that wasn't there. He ran across to say hello, but didn't notice the lorry barreling towards him. Before his life could be unceremoniously cut short, he was hoisted off the ground and tossed to the other side of the path. He opened his eyes and, through a cloud of dust, saw the lorry drive off, the sound of the driver yelling at him in Cantonese fading off into the distance. His attention then moved to the treetops, where he briefly caught a glimpse of the girl in white smiling at him. But before he could react, his view was blocked by an 8-foot-tall giant whose body seemed to be carved from the darkest stone. The giant carried a sword sheathed in a silk belt and wore a majestic turban. He watched as the giant turned and chased something that seemed to be jumping from tree to tree. That was the first time he'd ever peered over onto the other side and saw Singapore for what it really was. His teh halia arrives and he takes a small sip. He's old now, his face weathered and brown from the years of doing what we do. Soon he will do more than just peer into the other side, he says. He tells me that his health had deteriorated over the last 2 decades. He takes more medicine now, can't remember what some of the pills are even for. Tells me that he was lying in bed the other night, couldn't sleep because of chest pains. He leaned over to his side table to take some of his pills, and saw the little girl from the dirt road outside his window. His unit, he reminds me, is 10 floors from the ground. The girl hadn't aged one bit, and her white dress remained remarkably spotless. She waved at him again, smiling and gesturing him towards her just like she did those decades ago. But there was something different about her smile now. He clutched his chest, feeling his heart beat faster than he ever had. It was not fear, he tells me. He had stared into the faces of far worse since that day on the dirt road. I believe him. After all, I've stood by his side on many of those occasions. Her smile grows slightly wider. She floated closer, tapped on his window with fingers that are too long and bent to belong to a child. But then suddenly, she stopped Anna's smile faded. She was looking at something behind him. He turned and saw a sword, sheathed in a belt of silk. He turned back to the window immediately, but the girl was gone. Behind him, the giant spoke to him for the first time. The giant told him that he has done all he could for him over these decades, but he must go now. Someone else needed him. My old friend asked, "What happens now?" The giant told him that he should know. He told him to make his peace, and he told him that what he does is still needed. My friend tells me that what we did is still needed. After over a decade of charting the map of Singapore's story together, there's still plenty more stories that we never uncovered, he says. He tells me that this is his dying wish of me. I light my cigarette and can only nod. He finishes his Te Alia, stands up, and leaves. No one shows up for his funeral except me. Around the corner of a tree, I hear the faint sound of a little girl laughing. Off in the distance, however, I see a giant figure wearing a turban. You asked me why I reached out to you. No one tells these kind of stories anymore, you said. Not even because it's pantang, but because no one cares. But that's not true. I care. People still care. And if we lose these types of stories, then more than we know is lost. Not the least of which is who we are. See, Southeast Asia is what it is for a number of reasons. Coffee shops, oily food, cursing in different languages, and ghost stories. So that's why I reached out to you and I heard about what you had experienced. Now, let's start from the beginning. Where did you say these incidents happened? If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.